Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today, Ray Hager and I speak with Dan Schwartz, the Nevada State Treasurer running for governor. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Trey Abney, Mary Lau, and Dayla Gibson. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Dan Schwartz. He's the Nevada State Treasurer and is running for governor in a primary against Adam Laxalt. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam. Always great to be here.
Okay, so Chuck Muth went after you yesterday. I don't know if you saw his story. He was talking about Adam Laxalt coming out with his education platform, and he said that your marginally increasingly desperate GOP primary opponent Dan Schwartz blasted in a press release. Schwartz proposed taking the hotel tax money paid by tourists that the legislature has already approved for the construction of a new multipurpose stadium and dump it into the bottomless pit known as our public schools. But the notion that the Nevada legislature next year will pull the plug on the stadium project, which will be half done by the time they reconvene in Carson City and redirect the money to Nevada's K-12 system as well, stupid. Ain't going to happen. If you want to be taken seriously as a gubernatorial candidate, you might want to try embracing reality just a little bit. Sir, the floor is yours.
Sam, I'll keep this short. You've no doubt read Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. There's a great line in there where the master says, Mr. Kurtz, he dead. Muth, he dead. I don't take anything that he says beyond what it is words from someone in the grave. What he says is not true. It's half true. In other words, which is what our Mr. Muth, he did, is known for is, yes, I do want to take the $750 million that is going to effectively fund a football stadium and want to direct that towards education. But it's part of a much larger program that I want to do. I want the legislature to convene. I want them to resolve themselves into a committee of the whole. And I want to look at all of Title 34.
What is that?
Title 34 is education. And it's a very complex. There's about 12 to 15 sections there on education. Our education system, we are last in the country in the last four reports, the bottom of the barrel. And it's a code red. We've done an advertisement here, and it's just time that we started taking this seriously. There's a lot of things, Mr. Laxalt's program, it's great on glittering generalities, low to non-existent on practical implementation. We came out with a program about 6 weeks ago. We want to do career tracks. We want to look at teachers. We want better teachers. We want to raise the salary for teachers. We want preschool. lots of very critical elements that go to educating kids, not just bureaucratic solutions to problems that don't exist.
Okay, but now, you know, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here, but in a way you're almost aligning yourself with Christian Kiliani in being in opposition to this $750 million going towards the stadium. The legislature voted for it. It's in process. The Raiders are coming. There's great excitement. The entire casino industry appears to be in favor of it. Isn't that a fight that there's no way you can even begin to win?
This is like Adam Laxalt's a shoo-in for governor. This is what he tells people. The people behind the stadium are telling people this is the greatest deal for Las Vegas. We've done polling. We've only found 5% of people that we've polled think this is a great idea. And
now, do you mean the stadium or the public funding?
The stadium. Why are we spending $750? We are at bottom of the barrel, last in the country in education. Why are we spending $750 million to build a football stadium where there's no parking? It's way overbuilt for UNLV. This was part of the candy that was tossed out there. The president said we get 6,500 to 7,000 people. This is a 65,000 people stadium. I mean, everyone's going to be able to go to sleep there. Sort of relax on several seats. It doesn't make any sense. So, and I'm not saying there shouldn't be a stadium. I mean, I don't mind building a $1 billion stadium, which is where what the price. That's the point. In other words, we don't need to spend $2 billion on the Taj Mahal of stadiums in a lot that doesn't work for a population that has shown it can't work for UNLV. The people in Oakland, again, we've been told this is some great gift to the people of Nevada. People in Oakland aren't in favor of this. They're not going to get on a plane and come here. Some sure might, but this is a myth. And this ain't going to cost $2 billion. It's going to cost $3 billion. So this and people in Oakland have said that. People with the Raiders have said that. So, again, it's Faraday future all over again, which was the Phantom automobile plant. We're going to have a stadium that we've been told is going to cost a certain amount. It's going to cost at least 50% more, and it can be redesigned. There's no reason why you can't build a $1 billion stadium. Just because they've broken ground, the deal's going to have to be recut. And you're saying, well, how are you going to do that? Well, you're right. I can't go in and interfere with a contract. But what I can do is the state is in charge of roads. I can say, you want to go to the Raiders stadium? You get there on roller skates because I ain't building any roads.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you add the road construction to it. It keeps going up, and study after study have shown that public financing for stadiums that to house the NFL or the Major League Baseball just don't pencil out. Look what happened in St. Louis. They're still paying for the stadium, and the Rams have already moved back to Los Angeles. But the point I want to make is that if you pull out $750 million from this funding, wouldn't the Raiders fill in that hole with their own revenues? Or
yeah.
Should they? Or
well, they should. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand if we were Massachusetts or Virginia, we had the greatest public education system in the states. No problem. We're bottom of the barrel. And this is a code red. And I think, Ray, what you're saying is absolutely right. You take out they're estimating $1.9 billion. But if you look at the financing package, the Raiders are nominally you take out $750 million. The Raiders are nominally putting in $500 million. The NFL is going to put in $200 million, $500 million, $2 million. And this B of A confidential financing package is going to put in $650 million. You don't need $750 million. Bring the stadium back to where it should be, $1 billion plus or minus. You got your football stadium. The labor unions are happy. The Raiders have a place to play. And the kids of this school are not put in the back of the bus, so as to speak.
Okay, so let me throw a couple of things in here. First of all, as you well know, Governor Sandoval will be responsible for the majority of the first budget that the new governor will take. There will be some changes, but there will not be wholesale changes. Number two, we've got the example in Reno of where they built the AAA baseball stadium downtown and did not build parking. And the idea was that all the hotel casinos and other parking garages would take in the people, and then they would be the benefit of that business from people coming back to those hotels or eating before the game or coming back to the hotels after the game. And that's actually worked pretty successfully to a certain degree. On some game days, they're charging $5-$10, you know, for the parking and then reimbursing if you spend the money on food. You know, with the big events, for example, the NFR Finals Rodeo, you don't have to have a ticket to the NFR Finals Rodeo because there is an event going on in every hotel in Las Vegas to take advantage of this huge event. Don't you think that the hotel casino industry in Vegas is smart enough to figure out how to do tailgating at 20 or 30 different locations and then transport the people to the stadium? It won't be the same as at other stadiums, but it's Vegas. It'll still be an event.
Yeah, Sam, this is what is the capacity of the Reno baseball stadium?
Oh, well,
you're talking
10,000.
Is it 10,000?
If that.
It's that. I think it's like 5,000-6,000 people.
No, it's more than that.
Okay, give it 10. I'll take 10. This is 65,000 people. The hotels, if you, Sam, have traveled down to Las Vegas, they don't have wide open spaces. They have stacked parking garages.
Yeah, but they're trying to cut a deal with Billy Walz's people right now for Bally High to turn that into a huge parking.
Yeah, to my knowledge, that hasn't happened.
Yet.
And even if it does, it still doesn't solve the parking problem. I mean, it solves part of it, but there's larger issues than just the parking. This is about a stadium that is not going to cost $2 billion. It's going to cost $3 billion. Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for the roads? If you want to do hypotheticals.
Again, forgive me. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
You're talking a couple of bucks on the price of a room in Vegas. That's where the money's coming from for the $750 million. If it ended up being $3, I'm not a sports fan. The odds of me ever going to that stadium for a sporting event is almost zero. I might go to a concert there, but I don't mind paying $2 or $3 a night extra for my hotel room in Las Vegas to have the construction jobs, the construction of the stadium, not only the football, not only the benefit to UNLV, but also that they can stage major soccer events, international soccer events. They can stage concerts that we don't have a facility big enough for in Las Vegas at this point in time. Beyonce hasn't been to Las Vegas. I don't believe Adele's been to Las Vegas in a long time because there's no accommodation big enough for these acts.
Yeah, Sam, that's fine. You can pay your $2. I don't mind paying $2 extra. That's not the issue. The issue is where that money's going to. And why are we taking $750 million in public funds when we have the worst schools in the nation and using it to effectively pay for a stadium for a group of guys who are all billionaires?
All right, let's take a break. More with Dan Schwartz when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the state treasurer, Dan Schwartz, who's running for governor.
Dan, you know, you made a point, why give all this money to billionaires? And that's what I have always wondered, because both the Raiders and the NFL are highly profitable outfits. And if they want to move to Las Vegas and build a stadium, well, then why put it on the backs of the tourists, you know? There's another point here I want to ask you about. Is it the marijuana money, the marijuana taxes? It's been proposed by Lois Tarkanian and others. Of course, she's Las Vegas City Council. That money should go to education. That the money made on marijuana in Clark County should go to the Clark County School District, and the money made in the Reno area should go to the Washoe County School District. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the issues here is that every year we spend about, the state spends about $2 billion on education, and what do we have to show for it? Governor Sandoval raised taxes by $1.2 billion, the largest tax increase in Nevada history. What do we have to show up for it? The last four reports, 50 out of 50, 50 out of 50, 50 out of 50, 51 out of 50. So this isn't a question about you paying the money. What it's a question about is where that money is going. Getting this state's education system right is going to take money, and I'd rather spend the money on that than spend it on a football stadium.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you willing to debate Adam Laxalt on Nevada Newsmakers?
I will debate him anytime, anywhere. Adam has shown himself particularly adverse to debates, and I, you know, again, whether that just shows he thinks he's won the race, or to me it just shows a contempt for the people of Nevada that he's not willing to
Okay, we will reach out to his campaign and offer that, and we will get back to you as soon as we have a date. Thank you so much for being here, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you again before we get to the primary.
Thanks,
sir. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam
Shand. And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mary Lau is here, the President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Trey Abney is Managing Partner of Abney Talkin Group. And Dayla Gibson is with Planned Parenthood. Pleasure to have you all here. So let's start out with you, Dayla. The big news this morning confirming Mark Amadei's rumors of a couple of weeks ago here on the program that Paul Ryan is, in fact, not going to run for re-election.
Yeah, that was still surprising because we hear a lot of rumors, as we all know. So it's very interesting that was a decision that was made.
Trey, what do you think it means in terms of lame duckiness?
Well, I think, you know, once he got the tax package passed, that was kind of supposed to be his legacy. And I'd skulk away and resign, too, if I passed the budget bill and the spending bill that they passed a little bit ago, because let's not forget Congressman Amadei said that he would resign. You know, that was kind of the rumor. I'd quote the congressman here, but you'd have to bleep me out. But so he's going to apparently sit out the rest of his term and just not run for re-election. But yeah, I mean, tax reform, and it was always his big deal, right? And so he got it done, and now he can go and be a lobbyist and make lots of money, probably.
Mary, well, I was going to say, you know, that's Mary, you know, do you think that he's going to run for something else, or where do you think he's headed? Because he's very young, I mean.
Well, the rumor is, again, here we go with more rumor stuff, that
apparently that rumor thing works really well.
There you go. He'll take a think tank seat or something where he's still in the public arena. And he can keep his name out there and stuff. But if everybody remembers, he was fatherless at 16, I think it was. So it would be very important to him to raise his family. Totally agree with Trey as far as he passed a legacy bill. But it's also a very worthwhile and honorable thing that he's done, because this allows the Republican Party to move to the right again and go, you know, we want to support the president, we want to do this and we want to do that. So my favorite saying, lead, follower, get out of the way, I think he's getting out of the way.
Who do you think he would have, Mary, do you think he would have had a battle if he had ran for re-election?
No, his numbers look good. he was going to absolutely win re-election and stuff. But, you know, it's like Bonner stayed a little bit too long, and Bonner became embittered, Boehner, sorry, and said that, you know, they'll never pass anything out of Congress so they can't agree. But Ryan was sitting there and was able to put this together and stuff and do pass the package, but he's going to take a lot of heat for being the one that forced Trump to sign a huge spending bill. And now they can turn around and say, we need to fix that.
You know, speaking of Boehner, him and Reid formed a little think tank. Maybe it could be a Ryan Pelosi think tank.
Oh, no.
Of some sort.
Oh, I'm going back to bed.
You know, and that's kind of interesting because for the first time in a recent published report, I believe it was in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, that it quoted Senator Reid as being a consultant to MGM. We've known for a while that he has offices at the Bellagio at MGM that he's been working out of.
Wasn't that always the case when he was a senator? Is it different now? Or
yeah, he's paid consultant.
Okay, got it.
Well, in defense of Senator Reid, you know, if you remember the Jim Murren commercials during his reelection campaign, if it weren't for Senator Reid, MGM would have gone bankrupt because mm-hmm. the banks were not loaning money. Mm-hmm. But anyway, interesting. Fun to watch the Facebook hearings starting out in the Senate, Dayla, because you can see from the older senators that they have absolutely no clue what Facebook is. What was your reaction?
Yeah, it's cringeworthy, I guess. It was a bit tough to watch Zuckerberg try to explain in as simplest terms as he could how things work in the magic box. So it was a bit difficult to witness. There was a few awkward moments.
You know that what I thought was kind of telling about Orrin Hatch, how he's not part of the 21st century. He asked Zuckerberg if they don't charge for the service, how they make their money. He said, we sell advertising, Senator, you know?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are still in dial-up, right? I mean, let's be honest, they're still AOL.
MySpace.
If that. And, I mean, you have Zuckerberg, who's a guy that started this app so he could rate college girls. Right, and now he's this billionaire with this platform that's all, you know, planet wide, and trying to figure out and trying to get his arms around it, what to do with it. It's fascinating,
but it's so interesting to watch, you know, how Congress, especially the Senate, works, where, you know, the leadership, you know, they know that they're going to have a huge audience for these hearings and everybody wants to hear what's going on, but they're just being given the information by their staff and they just really don't understand it.
Well, that's typical of all the hearings in Congress.
A little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, you really, really have to have your staff there because you can't possibly follow all the issues and stuff. But Zuckerberg kind of has boxed himself a little bit, too, in the corner because the little bit of arrogance goes a long way. And, you know, that talking down to people and then not being able to answer the questions about did you make a decision to conservatively adjust things, or did you make a decision to be liberal on everything? And also, by the way, did you block conservatives themselves? He wasn't able to answer that kind of specificity. I think that gets him in trouble.
Okay, and let's hold you guys over for our next program, and we'll continue this discussion about Facebook and the serious implications. We'll be right back.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
On our next broadcast, candidate for Nevada Treasurer, Bob Beers. We'll see you then.